It is a Tuesday after a Cowboy game.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
So it's time for another visit from a writer.
Once again, a visit from the Poet Laureate of Valley Ranch.
The number of losses has mounted to 9. This season's a disaster, and that's the bottom line. Our defense keeps receding just like my hairline. And all we throw is 4-yard passes. Is that by design? We're 1-6 at home after losing to an Eagle. We stink at Jerry World. That's so otherwise so regal. Hey, defensive backs, covering Jackson is not illegal. And our running game's slower than Georgie's pet beagle. As Christmas approaches, we keep giving gift after gift. In a season we hoped would be glorious, we're now simply adrift. You can tell from Jerry's new face that he's obviously miffed. It's as though something's rotting that Jerry just sniffed. While Democrats and Republicans fight over who to tax, Cowboy fans drown their sorrows in a couple of six-packs. And why can't our pass rush get us a few sacks? In the standings, we're awful, and that's simply the facts. Somebody please tell us what's happened to Miles. Was it Kim Kardashian who took away his smiles? When we run the ball, we just create big, fleshy piles. But in Sunday's final minutes, McCoy seemed to run for miles. We're tired of losing and turning other cheeks. We're tired of being victims in the other team's streaks. Repairing this club will take more than just tweaks. Our defense has so many holes, we should call it WikiLeaks. If we keep on losing, we'll get a high draft pick. And at least under Garrett, the effort doesn't make us so sick. And for one glorious moment Sunday, we saw a Cowboy runner so quick as Tashard raced to midfield to suck up to Mike Vick.
Thought it was going to go another direction there, but yes. Wow. Nice ending, Norm.
Good job there, Norm.
Boy, the angelic singers drive me crazy.